This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, Alex finally finds his mom, and to his surprise, she's actually doing well. Arizona finds out that Sophia is a thief, and so much more to talk about tonight on the Grey's Anatomy After Show. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go.
It's a banjo.
Right. I was on the drum.
This?
I like this though. Came home last night.
This is my new favorite. It's my new ringtone.
Or the harmonica.
I like this though. It kind of relates to Alex going home, finding his mom in a good place.
It does. It works. It totally
it
works.
Does. I feel like I got a little
It works with Arizona's storyline too.
It does, yeah.
We got everyone. Yeah.
Everyone is
going home. Yep. They're going home.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I am your host, Elle Marie, and to my left we have...
Hey guys, I'm Krista.
And I'm Tori.
So, just like we do every week, we'll just give our overall opinion on the episode tonight.
Yeah.
So, how did you guys feel about it?
I liked it. It was really heartfelt. It was like an uplifting episode.
It was.
You know? I just felt... I didn't like the previews for next week, but I liked this episode. Yeah.
I like this episode, too. It was very, it's kind of like a roller coaster. I expected a little bit more, like, emotion, but mm-hmm. I am satisfied with it. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to Alex.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That poor guy. Right? But I loved this episode. Yeah. It was good.
I just want to jump right in and go ahead and start talking about him and Joe taking the trip to go find his mom, because in previous episodes he started to get worried because she was no longer cashing the checks. Mm-hmm. So of course she had schizophrenia, which I had forgotten about. I had forgotten what like her issue was. I knew it was something mental, but I just had forgotten. So his worst fear is that, you know, she's either dead or just out roaming the streets because she's having an episode. But mm-hmm. then he gets there and he's looking around the house, and the neighbor comes up, and I'm thinking, like, oh, he's going to be like,
I was so scared.
What are you doing, right? And then he's like, oh, she's at work. The neighbor tells him she's at work, and he's shocked by that. He's just like...
I know. He, like, walks in the car, and I'm like, what, is she dead?
Right.
And he's just like, she's working. Right. Joe's kind of like,
Because Joe felt, we all were like, well, what
for
happened,
like,
Alex?
For, like, murderer? I don't understand. Like,
but,
what?
Yeah, but that was good, though, to know, like, she's up on her feet and working, and then he goes to visit her.
Yeah.
But and she looked well.
She did.
She looked really well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he goes to the library, and, I mean, she's clearly in her right mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think I was a little taken back, and this is where my heart kind of went out for him, is when, you know, like, he's expecting, like, this huge, long, like, explanation, obviously an apology, mm-hmm. and he doesn't quite get it.
Yeah.
And when we see him get upset, when he keeps asking these questions, and she's, like, not at work, and, like, we want to have this conversation mm-hmm. later, my mind immediately went to, does Alex trigger his mom?
Yeah. I think, honestly, what's helped her get better, maybe, is, like, the kids not being there anymore. Yeah. Because it's so hard to keep a routine. I can imagine. I don't have kids. But when you have kids at home and, mm-hmm. like, they're doing different things, and how she said that's been the number one thing that's kept her in line. And even him being there and asking questions. And, you know, I'm sure that was, like, a huge stressor. And when you have a disability like that, anything that stresses it. Mm-hmm. So I think probably her being alone. So I'm sure it was a little bit. I don't think it was entirely him, but it was probably all of it. Like, she had three kids, right? Mm-hmm. Not that she was, you know, the best with them, but that's a lot.
But that's a lot. And then becoming a single mom.
Yeah, and you know, she was doing it alone.
Like, that is a lot to put on someone. And now, when, you know, so Alex is asking her all these questions, and she's starting to kind of have a breakdown, like, you have to go. Like, you can't be here. And I know that probably hurt him again, because, like you said, he's kind of expecting an apology or just, like, let's catch up on old times now. Like, oh, my gosh, this is beautiful. And then he's still being kind of rejected in a sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, so. I mean, that sucks. Mm-hmm. I would hate that. I would... Honestly, I'd want an apology, too. I'd want to catch up. I mean, at the end of the day, that's your mom.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you're just going to have that natural connection of, like, I just want to make this better.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and Joe had to bring that to his attention because he was upset. You know, she took him to the batting cage. I love Joe.
I loved her, I loved she decided to get him to talk about it.
Yeah. You know, and in his way. Yeah. Like, knowing him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, do something where you can get aggression out. Yeah. And so then she tells him, like, you may not get those things. You may not get the apology, the acknowledgement of how much you helped, how much you had to do to raise your other siblings.
Especially because she's sick. She's not thinking about those
things.
You're
not going to get that. So that part you have to let go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like she said, like, but you have her back now and accept that. Because I was feeling for him when he was angry, and then he just broke down into, why now?
Mm-hmm.
Why when I don't need her?
Yeah.
She's better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
I know, that was so, it's like, it just goes to show how hard that must be to be a kid with parents or any family member. I was like, oh, he's really hurting.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. It's
I
all
see
valid.
It as like a humbling experience for Alex, just because it, like, obviously anybody, like we said, is like looking for that, his mom, I guess, to fill that void. And instead of, like, we get it. Like, you're upset and you have your, like, moment of anger. He could have easily had his moment of anger and then just... let it be and just kind of dismissed her and forgot about her. Yeah. But he didn't. You know, he really does listen to what Joe has to say. And like he goes back and just expresses to his mom like how proud he is. And I feel like that's really big for Alex to do.
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like it's made him who he is. Like this whole experience, Alex is as sweet as he is with patients now. And he's the kind of person he is because of who his mom is.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
And then him realizing, like, he has to work his way into her life. He's like, I want a library card.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I was like, that's so adorable.
Like, who's willing to do that? You know? Alex is.
It was very touching. And at first, I was watching, like, oh, I thought it was going to be more of them. Like, because I felt like we saw bits and pieces of this. But then now that we're talking about it, I feel like actually it was like it was just enough.
Yeah.
Because it didn't need to really be drawn out and, like, a strong focus on them. It's like, this is what happened. This is how it went down.
Yeah.
And boom.
Everyone in the chat agrees. They want more of Alex's mom's scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that would be nice. I wonder if we'll get some. Yeah. And everyone's loving Joe Licks.
Absolutely.
I agree.
I loved how it was Joe who invited Helen
to
the wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Yeah. Right. And she was so, I think Helen was so moved by that, even though she essentially turned it down. Mm-hmm. She's like, I would want nothing more than to go, you know, but. I can't for
routine.
Travel purposes.
Yeah.
Like, but I was just like, wow, like Joe definitely turned that what would have been an awkward moment into like something really special.
Exactly. Yeah. I loved it.
I loved it.
I did.
Loved it.
Let's get, like I said, that was pretty short. So we can go ahead and jump into, let's see, let's go to Arizona next.
Oh,
God.
She had a lot going on.
God, I love Arizona, too, and every episode I get more sad that she's not going to be around next season, because I really do love her as a character.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, she is leaving how we all suspected that she would leave.
As of
like,
now,
it's official now.
Right.
We know
unless something,
leaving.
Like, goes
they better
all
not.
Backwards, but that'd be insane, yeah. Could you imagine? Also, never mind.
Yeah.
It wasn't April that gets in an accident. Her going to New York. That plane is perfectly fine. It works well.
That's true. Yeah. Oh God. Oh no.
She will get to her destination.
Drive to New York.
Right. Well. Her and cars.
I don't know. Don't do that. I still
vote for take the plane. A, what can she do?
Just hike.
Take a train, a bus.
Oh, goodness. Oh, but yeah, so we know that she's finally going to move back to New York. And poor Sophia. Smart Sophia.
I mean, also, what was their setup before? Was it like, how were they doing it between parents? Because she was with Callie. Like,
I think she was just visiting.
I didn't really, how long of an extended, because, and.
No, she, Arizona had gotten custody. Remember, they went, they had a custody battle.
But she was, so she was just visiting Callie and then came back. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
I totally forgot.
Yep, and so she got custody of Sophia. And then Sophia, but she's missing home so much.
But then again, Sophia, your home is Seattle because that's where you've been most. So I also think Sophia is being a little bit of a brat.
True. This is true. That is true.
This is true.
But like, I get it. She misses, and also like your parents are states away and she's in second grade. That's super difficult.
Yeah. And you don't really know exactly how to express yourself yet.
That's true. But she's just not making it any easier for her.
True. But I'm also like second grade versus like, I don't know, fifth or sixth grade.
You have like
you
friends set in.
Have friends who
that's why
know
I feel like it's more of a mom thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I miss my
thing,
friends and my school sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree with Karina on the fact that like Arizona definitely like coddles.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little
definitely.
Bit. Yeah. Like, but then it's like, so she steals the money to buy her a plane ticket to go to New York.
Oh, someone in chat said, because didn't they come to an agreement? She had one, but they like decided to split custody because someone said they were splitting the holidays and every other summer. And she spent a year with Callie and now it was Arizona's turn. So that explains why she got used to her school. And now I feel a little bit better.
Still
about
think
her
that
being
you're
there.
In second grade and you don't know any better, but okay.
Yeah. So first grade, New York.
Yeah, that is very young.
Yeah.
But yeah. But like I said, she's stealing money to pay for plane tickets, so she's actually pretty smart, I guess.
She's a genius.
I would have never
Anna's thought of writing that. In a diary and can write all of that. Like, right. Can you write that well at that age?
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I had a diary in second grade.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since I was in second grade.
I definitely worked in second grade. Maybe, like, fifth grade.
Yeah.
I think that's when I started mine. And it was all like, Mom's making me clean my room today. You know, that kind of stuff. It was like,
we're behind on that curve.
I like diaries. They were fun.
Did your mom ever break into you?
Probably. She didn't tell me if she did. It would have been like all backtalking her. So she wouldn't
did
have
appreciated
it.
Did you hide your diary though?
Like, yeah, I'd like stick it under my mattress. And it had a little key.
The diaries I had, like I was hiding it. Like it was in a box of like blankets tucked in, pushed in, back in the box. Like, nobody was getting it except for me.
I didn't hide mine, but it had like a little combination lock, so I thought that was secure.
There you go.
Which it is, because I remember one a few years ago, I was home trying to get into it.
Couldn't.
What is this thing? So it was secure.
See? There you go.
But by Sophia doing that, that leads Arizona to feel like she needs to kind of protect her.
Yeah.
Meaning like protect her spirit, protect how she feels, and if she's acting out this much, maybe that is the best thing for her, is to go back to where she wants to be.
Yeah.
You know? But I love, like, the story and the thought process.
Me too.
That she had with Teresa that got her
I
to
agree.
That
was
point.
So touching. Mm-hmm. I had goosebumps.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
I think we know where Sophia might get her intelligence from.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
At least half of her intelligence.
But no, like, that was, like, such a perfect setup. And you could see her coming as she was, like, telling Teresa what to do and that she's a mom and your kid comes first. It was, like, in her eyes, she was like, oh, my God, what? I'm giving you advice I need to be taking.
Right.
It.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
it was very touching.
That was very touching, yeah.
And, like, how she was going through her whole... And also, like, everything that she had been through medically to kind of help ease Teresa with her fears
and
everything.
The leg
and
the skating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, so I wrote in my notes, I don't think we actually knew why she skated or, you know, before.
She just said her dad used to take her as, like, every time they
moved. Before tonight did we know.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I was like, wow, that's cool. We finally...
That was like a little Easter egg that we've been waiting to get for years.
Right?
I was like, why is this me always skating around the hospital?
A military brat, and she moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought she just did it
because she was in peds and it
was
cute.
Right?
I didn't think there was like this cute emotional story behind it.
She came on the scene just skating away. Yeah, she had the wheelies.
Yeah. I loved it. Okay. But it was a Pete's thing.
But now it makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. And I think she may kind of, maybe I don't see them moving around a lot. And of course, they'll be off the show. So we won't know the future of Cali, Sophia, and Arizona. But that may be something that she takes with her family to something. If you're moving around a lot, take something from the old place that you can have someplace.
Yeah.
New, you know, to kind of keep you grounded or keep you, like she said, she felt safe. So, but yeah, I was like, that was cool to find out what the skates really meant for her.
Yeah. That's really sweet. Like,
yeah.
I didn't move around a lot, but like I knew people who did move around. I'm like, I wonder if they had something
that like kind a little of, like, momentum or a memory that associates being
every
safe.
Every time. They, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want one just.
Just like a little security blanket.
That's kind of how I feel. It's with food, but like sometimes if I'm out here in Los Angeles and there's a restaurant that has like some type of Chicago featured food, I'm like,
yes.
Like you get this because you miss home and it's a little piece
of it. It's like cheese, Wisconsin cheese out here. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, see, we don't really have much out here relating to Texas, but there is this bar called El Tejano.
See?
That is Texas themed. And I love that place.
So technically for Tori, it's alcohol, but no,
well, I'm going to say the margaritas are kind of big.
So. Now we know. So we all have our own version of skates. If you guys in the chat want to let us know yours, hopefully it isn't the same as Tori's.
Disclaimer, alcohol is not my thing. I'm just saying.
Sure.
See, Ready Melody said I moved around a lot and I never had a safety thing. Well, girl, get you one.
Right?
You can have Tori's.
I should have never said that.
I'm not going to let you live this down.
I see. Okay, but going back to why we were here, mm-hmm. can we talk about Teresa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because her storyline was really interesting to me. I had never heard of...
What did they call that? The fear of... or surgery, but what was the term?
I forget the term.
Does anyone in the chat remember what the term was?
So used to it being there. I just looked at it.
Yeah. Something phobia. Obia. But yeah, she literally freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to touch her stomach.
Is it fear of surgery or is it fear of like being put under?
I think it was just surgery in general. So everything associated with surgery, I'd assume. Okay. Because of her dad who died in surgery.
Mm-hmm. Like, because she doesn't, like she said, like, if give me a sedative, like, give it to me from behind, like, don't let me know it's coming. Arizona's like, we can't do that.
Like, so imagine that's just like clocks her. Clocks
her. Like in the movies.
Oh, it's latrophobia. Latrophobia.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that is a lot to deal with when you are pregnant. And then on top of that, you have a huge medical issue with your baby.
What if you have to get a C-section? How are you going to have that baby? First of all, you're pregnant. That's like minor. Like you're pushing a baby out. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be scary for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So how's she going to do that? Maybe she'll be better now. If I was her husband, I'd be like, oh, God.
Right. So
are we going to get through this?
Right. Like, I'm pregnant, so you know we have to go to the hospital, right?
like we're going to have to go there.
But usually, for the most part, you do know if you're going to have a C-section or not. There are, like, those rare instances where, like, you've been pushing. You're like, okay, now we have to have an immediate C-section, like, if the baby's breech or something. But, so I feel like it would have been the same scenario of Arizona having to, like, brief her and tell her some story, you know, to help her get through whatever. Yeah.
And I thought DeLuca was going to freak her out even more because at first I was going to be annoyed with Maggie bringing him along, knowing, like, it opens up with him. He's, like, snapping on Hellmouth and the other girl. He's I don't know her name.
He's like, not in the right place right now.
You need some more time off.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
So or he needs to go in this energy. Tour at this point.
Yeah, like, right? Bye. Just go be with him. Because he's in this energy. And Maggie's like, oh, this will cheer you up. Not with someone who is freaking out already.
No, get him out of there.
Out. Like, he's like, yeah, so she could do this. She could possibly be paralyzed. He's running down the list. And you are supposed to give them the risk of the surgery. But be a little more sensitive when you're dealing with someone like that.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I was kind of worried that she might die or the baby, something would go wrong because they were hyping it. It was super touching. And I was like, don't you dare.
Yeah. And then the look that Arizona kind of gave when she had to say, I promise.
Promise.
Like she was going to wake up like, I promise.
I was like, don't tell her that. Don't do it. Thank God she's alive and well.
She totally caught on and she was like, well, it's easy for you to say because if I'm dead,
then. You're off the hook.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was nervous on that part. Like, oh my gosh.
I'm just glad we didn't see a lot of DeLuca and his bad attitude.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't
Yeah, that's all I needed to see from him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, DeLuca might be next on the chopping block.
Like, I hope he gets over it soon. It's just like,
because I just don't understand what they did with those two characters. Like, you have her, you have Sam come on, and DeLuca's like, oh, she's a stalker, all this other stuff.
You weren't really into her.
Now you're head over heels in love with her 2 weeks later.
Also, she must be fine because she hasn't called to check on him. Right? So she's doing just fine, DeLuca.
She's fine without you.
She good.
Somebody said, TQ said, can we talk about Hellmouth's crush on Mare?
Yeah, I saw that. It's hilarious. That's actually one of my lines later. So.
Okay, in that case, TQ, we'll get to that later.
We'll save yes, but it's hysterical.
But speaking of Meredith, let's talk about her. And her. So, the guy at the bar.
Whose name we do not know.
Oh, yeah.
I get his name. I was like, dude at bar.
We'll call him dude at bar.
Dude at bar. Okay.
Hashtag dude at bar.
And I'm like, also, who knew Joe's had coffee?
I mean, I guess when you're across the street from a hospital, maybe.
I thought you were raising your hand like you
knew. I've been. Those are for the nights that Ying would sleep there and they'd have to wake her up in the morning when she was bartending.
It's probably, a coffee pot just left over from that. But yeah, so she is in the bar with this guy. It was almost just the two of them. And she starts to introduce herself because he's like, are you here for the Meredith speech or Gray speech, whatever?
Yeah.
She's like, actually, I am. She was going to say Meredith, but then stopped herself. I am. I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah. And I was like, I wonder why. But maybe just a moment to, digress.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and also, why does Meredith keep getting these, little interactions with guys to flirt with for one episode? But she's a strong, independent woman. She don't need no man.
But you know what I mean?
They, put him in, and then they take him away.
Where is Nick, though? Wasn't that his name, Nick?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I thought that was about to happen. We keep getting dudes
that just come for one episode, and she gets her flirt. She's just testing the water, seeing if she still likes him. You know?
Exactly. I hope Nick comes back. Maybe he'll come back next season.
I liked him, yes.
All right, that'd be my prediction for next season. Anyway.
He can replace one of the doctors. We're about to lose.
Yeah. Because they were very flirty. You can just have a conversation, but they were very flirty.
Oh, yeah. They were playing darts.
I would say they were very flirty because I feel like I've seen her
conversational.
Flirty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he kept it professional enough. Like, he, hinted in his professionalism that, But whoever he is, I thought he did a good job. Talking to her and not, making it seem.
It was they were just.
It wasn't
treading waters.
It wasn't that awkward flirting. But she, Meredith had the little smile and smirk that she does.
Oh, yeah.
That she doesn't do often.
She's playing so
that, to me, it was that was very funny.
Right. I thought for a second they might have met previously just because he said, once he finds out that, she's Meredith Grey, thanks to Joe, saying, you're welcome, or I'll grab it, Mrs. Grey, whatever. And he puts the two dots together. And then he goes on to express how he hated her. I thought there was going to be.
I was waiting for
the ball to drop. You've met him before. Mm-hmm. I thought she did something specifically to him, but really, she just beat him to the punch.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. If you're not first, you're last. Bring your
puppy. Everyone in the chat, bring McCharming back.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot we named him.
Me too. I forgot that too.
We miss McCharming too.
Need to put that on social media so that they bring him back.
It needs to be patented.
But I lost my thought about the bar. Joe, guy at the bar.
I gave him a name. His name is Joe now. In the bar. But I feel like we saw another kind of similar moment we did with Teresa in Arizona where Joe, I'm literally going to call him Joe, and Meredith, he kind of basically helps her to see, that it wasn't necessarily Marie, Cerrone's fault. About the Gray method, about leaving her out, and he kind of triggered something in her mind to hey, I need to give her the credit that she deserves, which I thought was not unexpected of Meredith, but very big of her.
Yeah,
it was, but you could tell how hard it was.
Definitely.
Even after she didn't want to talk about it, she's like, "I've said all I need to say. What do you?"
Because while they were talking at the bar, I was a little bit nervous thinking that she was going to say too much of something. I didn't really know what it was, but talked to him a little bit too much before she revealed who she was, or before Joe blew her cover, that something she was going to spill and talk too much that would come back and bite her in the ass. That didn't happen. But there was, because, you know, Grace can set it up that way. What is happening with the scene? You know, like, why are we having this scene? But that was good for her to be able to do that. Like, I have that power now to be able to come and rename this method because she did help, you know? Right. And she shouldn't be like the second man on the moon who no one remembers.
Right. I agree.
And I thought at the end, so like we said, she had a hard time talking about it. So Marie comes up to thank her for that. And I thought Marie was going to say, you know, apologize for how she reacted with the mini livers and the polygram and things like that. And maybe take that back. Like, you know what? That's yours, or it's your method or whatever. I will fall back. Right. Maybe because Meredith felt the way that she did, she didn't really give Marie a chance. But I thought Marie would just blurt it out like, thank you so much and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But Meredith is like, okay, you're welcome, and that's enough.
Yeah. She essentially just dismissed her.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if I would have done the same, but, like, I kind of felt that it was appropriate. Like, there's not really much to say after this. Like, take your credit that Meredith gave her and leave.
Yeah. Mm. True. That's about it.
So.
Yeah. Let's so we still have to get to our special segments in a minute, but let's talk about Roy and Bailey real quick.
Do we have to?
Just for I said real quick.
I love Bailey. I love how she solved it true Bailey fashion. Yes. Like, exactly how I would have assumed she'd solve it. Mm-hmm. Like, kick ass Bailey way.
Right?
You know? That's who she is. I was like, you lay down that lash. She's like, I'll take you back, but. And he was scared.
He was scared. I'll accept your apology.
Right.
He was like, shoot.
She was telling, Bailey was telling, Weber earlier, like, that means something to me to apologize to someone. You know what I mean?
As it should.
It really should. Yeah. An apology should hold weight. So if I'm just apologizing because it's what I need to do so we don't get sued or something like that.
Yeah.
She couldn't stand for that. Right. She literally, like, could not say it.
And I don't blame her. I would have been the exact same way. Yeah.
I actually was going to be surprised if she did it.
I know. Same.
Okay, baby.
Yeah. I do like how she, you know, Richard kind of pulled her aside and kind of somewhat took the blame and then kind of reminded her that, like, hey, I was a doctor that was operating under the influence. Yeah. And I was like, oh, right.
That's right? True. They all were.
Yeah, sorry. I'm itching.
No.
Because I was the one that was, like, so adamant about the fact that, no, he was under the influence. Speaking of Roy, he was under the influence. I was so, like...
Right.
He had a right to be fired. There was a right to be fired. And then I'm like, oh, I totally forgot about Weber.
Right.
And he was definitely drunk and doing surgery.
Right. Yeah. And just even like we talked about before, you know, doctors, you know, in their past have done ridiculous things that could have gotten them fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
And just to sit down and like break down Roy's situation, like he lied and then had the opportunity to operate and then didn't and then was put in the hospital bed and it was like, it's not necessarily like the worst
thing that anyone's done there. But, yeah.
You know, I totally think that he should have been fired too. I personally just don't like him. Me either.
Really don't now. But like you said, Bailey handed it in Bailey's way.
She did.
Jazz41173 was like, she was basically sorry, not sorry. Right?
True.
You're so right.
Yes.
She was.
That's the best way to say that. Yep. All right. Let's go ahead and get into our special segments and see who dropped the cure.
I have quite a bit.
I know, I feel like I never know what to do for our bad lines because I have so many for the good ones.
For the good ones.
Okay.
Alright. Go. You gotta go. Okay.
You wanna go first? I don't wanna say it.
You go first.
Okay. Oh shoot. Okay. I'm gonna take one that I don't think you have.
Okay. You probably don't.
When Arizona was talking to Teresa, and she said, my worst fear was my wrong.
Oh, that's good.
And that was mine. Like,
and I all wrote one.
See, this is why I don't go first.
Sucks to be you guys.
But you wanna take one of mine? That was so true, because I feel like a lot of our, like, quote-unquote wrongs are our fears.
Yes.
And it's just us not giving ourselves enough credit or being confident within us to, like, tell ourselves, like, hey, like, yes, I can do this, or I know what I'm doing, or whatever it is that we need to, like, overcome.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do another one with her, Arizona, but I realized we never talked about Amelia. So I'll do a quote that I got from them, and then we can quick talk about them. So it was when Amelia was taking care of Betty, and she was like, stop ignoring me. Well, she was reading the magazine, and she's like, I'm not ignoring you. I'm ignoring your demon. And I was like,
that was good. I thought it was done, too.
I was like, yes, you are. Because she's been there. And I was like, this is coming full. Also, you realize how hard this must be for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's literally trying to help this girl get off drugs while, like, avoiding them herself.
Yeah.
Right.
Respect, Amelia. You can tell she's struggling with it, but also she's, like, super nurturing. Yeah. Right.
I like Amelia.
Yeah.
I was always like, about Amelia.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like her more.
I think we were about tumor. Brain tumor, Amelia.
Yeah. You know what?
I like Amelia.
That, like, she doesn't have a tumor.
Without tumor.
Yeah. It was brain tumor, Amelia.
Yeah. You're normal. Okay.
So my other one would be with Joe when she was telling Alex, like, you know what? You may not get that acknowledgement. You may not get that apology. Good. And things like that, because that's also good, because sometimes in life, some people may wrong you, they may hurt you, and you hold on to wanting an apology from them, wanting that, or if you do something, and sorry, you took care of them, you want that acknowledgement of, I was there for you, and if they don't acknowledge that, that kind of hurts, and sometimes they never do, and you have to kind of let that go so you can move on,
right,
and be in a better place for yourself.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Well, let's talk about Amelia. And I also saw that somebody said we forgot about that little small scene with Jackson and April.
Oh, yes. That was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the money for Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's basically decided to pay off all the settlements himself and left a little bit for Harriet.
Which, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That
was a lot big of him.
Yeah.
Like, really big. Yeah.
I just loved how April turned it around and she's like, you want to hear a Bible verse that this like relates to? And he's like, you're going to tell it to me anyway.
Right?
And it was just a cute little moment because then he was like, or she said, you're on the right track. You're on the right path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, beautiful.
And so don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just money.
I forgot about those little things that happened in between all the big storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know we're getting all these closeouts of Arizona and these cute little tidbits to kind of put her character to rest, but I'm not getting anything from April. And
we'll get there in predictions. Okay, but so let's go with our worst lines from tonight's episode. Okay,
so mine's like funny, where it's worse because I hate the interns. So it's but it was actually a funny line. So when Hellmouth was like, one day she's gonna realize I'm the love of her life, and then the other intern was like, she's straight. And she said, ever hear her talk about Christina Yang? It's so true. Like, anyone that doesn't know their relationship would be like, who is this girl? Like, what? What kind of relationship did you guys have right now? But I'm like, that's so true. But I just, Hellmouth's an idiot. So, like, only she would ask a question like that. But I love that she has a crush on her. That's funny.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Did yours come from Meredith? If it didn't, then you can go next.
Okay, yes, it did not come from Meredith. It came from Karina.
Okay.
When she was talking to Arizona at the end. I don't necessarily think it's, like, a bad line.
That's how I felt with mine, too.
Yeah. But it's kind of just, like, a little selfish line when she was, like, I hate that her... What did she say? I'm going to say exact words. I wish what was best for her wasn't worse for me. Which is like, but it's okay. I get that, but like, don't compare your relationship with Arizona to her relationship with her
daughter, especially you guys aren't like even official,
right? Don't even know what you're doing. She just gave this whole spiel about, you know, like what it's like to be a mom as far as like making sure you do what's best for her, and then here you come saying, I just wish it wasn't, you know, like, worse for me. Like, that's so selfish.
You were just talking about having all this freedom and hopping to other countries, like,
really?
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't really like that either from her. So mine came from Meredith when she was like, oh, I didn't know people grew up in L.A. She's like, I thought they all just moved there to follow their dreams.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That one was
good. And then had them crushed. Yeah. I was like, oh, shade. As I sit here following my dreams, they are not crushed.
But that was seriously, that was hilarious.
That was.
That was good. I was like, oh, accurate.
I was like, okay.
All right.
General assumption,
that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our predictions for next week's episode.
TV news.
Predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll gladly sit here and watch you guys.
It gets me every time.
Smell that. So for me, I am thinking that for Joe, Alex, and his mom, because Joe invited her to the wedding, and she mentioned that it might be a bit much because of her schedule and her routine. So I'm wondering if maybe they may take the wedding to her.
That was one of mine. I was like, it's very possible.
Yeah.
Somehow they incorporate her.
Mm-hmm. So
that would be nice.
They also might have their hands tied at the hospital, so I don't know if they'll be traveling much.
Will it be another?
So before I start,
April's gonna get in an accident. Shonda.
Right. Before I saw the preview, that's what I thought. Then after the preview, yeah, their hands may be tied. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
What? I'm just so I can't even predict because I don't want to know.
I'm gonna cry.
You
don't want to cry. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to go?
That's my prediction.
Oh.
All right. I just can't. But she's going to live. I feel like she has to live. You don't tease that. I don't know. She's got to live.
Right? She has to live.
Everyone in the chat agrees. April needs to live.
Okay, so, because no one's crying on this panel tonight, I'm going to go ahead and share mine. And mine has to do with Amelia. And okay. I don't know if Betty's going to come back into Amelia's life.
I hope so.
In my mind, I feel like they're going to go back and forth with each other. Like, But after seeing Amelia in her AA meeting, I do think that she's going to want to start an organization or do something to help teens or kids that are struggling with drugs.
Ooh, I like that. Guys, Matthew's in next episode. So he might be the paramedic
I don't want to talk about it, though.
Because what keeps popping up in my head is Jackson over her body. Okay. All right. Like, so,
I cannot do this.
I wanted to do our predictions first because our news kind of teases into some of this week's episode. So let's go ahead and talk about some Grey's Anatomy news.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV news.
All right, so, well, Jesse Williams directed tonight's episode, which I see a lot of you were shouting out in the chat, but it was great.
I was going to say, what did you guys think about it?
I think it was good
knowing that he directed.
Yeah,
it was good for... Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it his first?
I thought it was, yes.
Yes, and no, that's impressive.
Really good.
Yeah. And then we also have Ellen told Entertainment Weekly that April and Arizona's departure wouldn't be tragic. So April ain't gonna die? Is that what I'm gonna take that as?
Right?
Unless they're really trying to pull our chain here. Yeah. Because like, this is very conflicting with the preview.
Ellen, did you just lie to us?
And to have so many people, ask, are you really going to kill them off? Like, I can't do that. Like, she made it a point to say.
And there's been talk that they could return if they wanted to, but then you throw that promo in my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think that she's really not going to die. It's just like, I mean, how many times
have just
you... I just can't say either way, because I need to be prepared for the worst. I don't
Shonda
know.
Will surprise you, so...
Yeah.
Don't get past them.
And then also, Ellen talked about that they're nearing the end of Grey's Anatomy, the whole series. Not that it's anything's written in stone yet, but her and Shonda have talked about it, and they have ideas that they have going. And obviously, they had said that it's something they're going to come up with together, but it would be Shonda said it would be up to Ellen, how she feels,
and,
too.
Yeah, and she's been saying, lately she wants to focus more on being a mother. And being a mother. Something that doesn't take so much of her time.
Yeah, so it's not set in stone. Obviously, we have one more season for sure, but it's being talked about, which is... Noted, it's been 15 seasons.
She was very clear that it's very near.
Yeah.
So my guess,
maybe next season?
One or two seasons left.
Like maybe 16 to 17.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. So that's appropriate.
But then I'm like that weird person that's like, why end on 17? You can end on 20.
Yeah.
Like,
but
that's
quick
true.
Tidbit, I don't know the exact number. So ER ran for either 15 or 16 seasons. Someone may have to correct me.
I think
me
it
for
was
that.
15.
And I heard that Grey's Anatomy wants to try to go a little bit longer because that was the longest running medical series. So they want to beat that. So they probably may go to do one more. Maybe.
One more for sure. 16, yeah. But then top it off with two. Double it up.
Right.
Right.
I say 20.
Down. 20.
You're right.
Honestly, 20.
Yeah. Even numbers.
Yeah.
Just make them short seasons. Yeah. And then our last little tidbit is that Joe and Alex's wedding will be in the season finale.
So. I'm excited to see what their wedding is going to be like.
Hopefully it doesn't go how April
did. The wedding that I saw, that I remember, obviously, was Bailey and Ben's wedding. So I'm hoping that
they finally got to.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this will be a smooth wedding.
Right.
I hope Joe doesn't walk out on
him. But I'm hoping. Yeah.
You know, like every April
wedding,
does.
Yeah, every wedding has had some drama.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and then
every single one.
Christina, he walked out like, oh, they've got a bad history.
I don't know if Joe and Alex will actually have trouble getting to the, like, down.
No, it'll be like the accident that'll spread things
up. It's just like, just be able to have the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Sailing. Everyone's there on time, no accidents, let's just get married.
Plus, April's the wedding planner. She can't be in an accident.
Oh, that's right. She is the
man. Oh, gosh. No.
Oh, gosh, guys. Okay. This is just so much.
Oh, my gosh.
This is tragic.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, we're not.
Well, we have, what, two more episodes?
Yeah, tune in next week. We'll all be crying.
Yes, for sure. I can't get the picture of Jackson out of my head. Like,
yeah,
when
or Meredith.
Body, but, right. Yeah, she broke down. Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we will find out, and we will have our tears ready for next week.
Should I bring some wine for that?
Yeah.
Some wine and some tissue, please.
Yeah, lots of tissue. I'm just not going to wear makeup.
Yeah. Same. I don't have any on tonight, so I'll keep this going. So make sure you guys join us next week for next week's after show. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Krista Flungy, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flungy.
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tori_Broussard.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.